You have tuned in to another episode of The Double Edge Factor. I am your host, Rob Manuel, and peace and blessings unto you. Before we get going, be sure to like, follow, and hit that subscribe button, because the more positive interactions you put out there, the more they push this podcast to people who've never heard it before, which, of course, will allow us to grow and have a greater impact on more people around the world. So, if you would do me that favor, I would certainly appreciate it. I want to touch on something today that affects every single one of us, something that quietly steals our joy, diminishes our potential, and keeps us stuck in patterns that don't necessarily serve us. I'm talking about giving others power over our lives. Now, I want you to think about something for just a moment. How many times or how many decisions did you make this week based on what someone else might think? How many times did you hold back from speaking your truth because you were afraid of judgment? How many opportunities did you let slip by because someone once told you that you weren't good enough, you weren't smart enough, or even capable enough? If you're like most people, the answer is more times than you'd like to admit. And here's what I've learned after coaching people from all walks of life. The thing that holds us back really doesn't matter over God's given ability that you have to overcome. Let me say that another way. The things that hold us back really don't matter compared to the God-given ability we have to overcome them. Let me start by getting real about what's really happening here. When we give others power over our lives, we're essentially handing them the remote control to our happiness, our decisions, and our future. We become actors in someone else's play instead of the authors of our own story. You know, I had a client once who spent 15 years in a career that she hated. That's 15 years. That's a long time. And when I asked her why she stayed so long, she said, well, you know, my parents, they always wanted me to be a lawyer. I couldn't disappoint them. She was 42 years old, miserable every single day of her life, and still living her life to gain the approval of her parents. And this is what happens when we give others power over our lives. We sacrifice our present joy for the illusion of future acceptance. We trade our authentic selves for a version we might think others will approve of. And here's the heartbreaking part. The approval that we're really seeking, it never fully comes. Because when we're not living authentically, people can sense that. They can feel that disconnect that's happening. So, why do we do this? Why do we give so much of our power to other people's opinions, criticisms, and expectations? It usually starts early. Now, we're talking about childhood here. So from childhood, we learn that love and acceptance are conditional. We learn that being good means making others happy. We learn that our worth is determined by external validation rather than internal truth. So as we grow up, these patterns become deeply ingrained. We become those people pleasers, the perfectionists, or the approval seekers. We develop a radar that's constantly scanning the environment, asking these questions like, am I okay? Do they like me? Am I doing this right? And that radar, it becomes louder than our own inner voice. Much louder than our intuition, our dreams, and our God-given purpose. But here's what I want you to understand. This is a prison of our own making. And I'm not saying that to shame you. I'm saying this to empower you. Because if you built that prison, you also have the key to your freedom. Let me take you to a powerful passage that speaks directly to this. In Galatians 1 and 10, Paul writes, "For I am now seeking the approval of man or of God. Or am I trying to please man? If I was still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." Think about the clarity in those words. Paul is making it crystal clear that you cannot serve two masters. You cannot live for God's purpose for your life while simultaneously living for everyone else's approval. It's just impossible. You can't do it. The path will eventually diverge, and you must choose which one you'll walk. Paul understood something profound about human nature and spiritual freedom. He knew that when we're constantly seeking the approval of others, we are now becoming enslaved to their opinions, their moods, and their judgments. We lose our center. We lose our peace. We lose ourselves. But when we root our identity and our worth in something unchanging, which is God's love, in our divine purpose, in the truth of who we are created to be, then the other people's opinions lose their power over us. They become just noise. They become that noise in the background rather than the soundtrack of our lives. Now, this doesn't mean that we become arrogant or dismissive to others. It just simply means that we can stop giving others authority over our sense of self-worth and our life direction. We stop allowing their fears to become our limitations. We stop allowing their wounds to become our chains. Now, let's talk about those obstacles, those things that hold us back. Maybe someone told you that you weren't creative enough to pursue art. Or maybe it was that teacher that said, "You'll never be good at math." Or maybe it was a parent that said you were too sensitive, too ambitious, or not practical enough. Maybe it was a former, you know, your lady or your man that convinced you that you were unlovable or too damaged for a healthy relationship. These messages, these limiting beliefs that are now been planted in our mind, they feel so real at times, don't they? They feel like facts. They feel like the truth. But here's what I need you to understand. They're not. They're just opinions. They're just someone else's perception filtered through their own fears, limitations, and wounds. And here's the powerful part. The thing that holds us back really doesn't matter over God's given ability to overcome them. You've been created with incredible potential. You've been given unique gifts, talents, and a purpose that only you can fulfill. You've been equipped with resilience, creativity, courage, and strength that you haven't even fully tapped into yet. Think about it. If God created you with a specific purpose, do you really think he would allow someone else's opinion to override that purpose? Do you think he would create you for greatness, but leave you powerless in the face of criticism? Of course not. The obstacles are real. The criticism is definitely real. The rejection for sure is real. But your God-given ability to overcome them is more real than any of that. Your capacity for growth is more powerful than any limitation others try to place on you. Your potential is greater than any box someone tries to put you in. And we will be right back. Today's show is brought to you by Polished Custom Builders, where they specialize in building your dream into a reality through custom home building, renovations, and interior design. Check them out at polishedcustombuilders.com, where the most beautiful house in the world is the one that you build yourself. So, how do we do this? How do we stop giving others power over our lives? Let me give you some practical, actionable steps that you can start implementing today. First, become aware of when you're giving your power away. Stop paying attention to your thoughts and your decisions. Notice when you're about to do something or not do something based on what others might think. Just notice it, just for a little bit. Awareness is always the first step to change. You might be surprised about how often you're operating from a place of seeking approval rather than the authentic choices of your own. Second, identify the voices that have the most power over you, whose approval you are seeking, whose criticism do you fear the most? Is it a parent? Is it a spouse? Is it a colleague? Or society as a large, right? Write it down, name it, because once you bring these unconscious patterns into the light, they lose some of their power. Third, challenge the limiting beliefs. When you hear that critical voice in your head, the one that sounds like your father or your ex or that mean teacher from the fifth grade, stop and ask yourself, is this true? Where's the evidence? What would I tell a friend who believed this about themselves? Often we extend grace and wisdom to others that we refuse to give to ourselves. Fourth, reconnect with your inner voice. This one is crucial. You have wisdom within you. You have intuition. You have a direct connection to a divine guidance. But you've probably learned to ignore it in favor of external voices. So I say this all the time, start small. Ask yourself throughout the day, what do I actually want right now? How do I actually feel? What does my gut tell me? And then honor those answers. Fifth, gotta set boundaries. This was a big one. You need to protect your energy and your peace. That means you might need to limit time with people who consistently criticize you, undermine you, or try to control you. It means you might need to stop sharing your dreams with people who respond with that skepticism or discouragement. It means saying, hey, no, more often. And here's the truth. People who truly love you will respect your boundaries. People who get angry at those new boundaries, they were probably benefiting from them from the beginning anyway. And finally, six, build a foundation of self-worth that isn't dependent on external validation. This is deep work here, and it often requires help. So whether that's a coach, a therapist, spiritual direction, or all of the above, but it's the most important work you'll ever do. Because when your worth is grounded in your identity as a beloved child of God, created with purpose and value, then other people's opinions become just interesting data that rather than threats to your sense of self. I want to paint a picture. I want to paint a picture of you and what life looks like on the other side of this transformation. When you stop giving others power over your life, something remarkable happens. You start making decisions based on your values and your vision rather than other people's expectations. You pursue opportunities that excite you rather than the ones that will impress others. You show up as your authentic self rather than the version you think people want to see. You experience a profound sense of peace because you're no longer in constant conflict between what you want and what others want for you. You're no longer exhausted from trying to be all the right things to all people. Your relationships will actually improve. Now, I know that sounds counterintuitive, but it's true. When you stop people pleasing, you attract people who actually like the real you. When you set boundaries, you create space for mutual respect. When you're authentic, you give others permission to be authentic too. You become more resilient. Because your sense of self isn't dependent on everyone liking you or agreeing with you, criticism doesn't devastate you anymore. Rejection doesn't define you. Failure doesn't mean you're a failure. It just means that you tried something and it didn't work. And perhaps most importantly, you step into your purpose because you're no longer playing small just to make others comfortable. You're no longer dimming your light so that others can feel don't feel threatened. You're finally free to become who you were created to be. So as we wrap up, I want to leave you with a challenge. You know, as I always got a challenge. I want you to identify one area of your life where you're currently giving someone else too much power. Just one area. Maybe it's your career. Maybe it's your relationship. Maybe it's your appearance, your spirituality, your parenting, or even your creativity. Then I want you to ask yourself, what would I do different if I didn't care what that person thought? What would I choose if I were only answering to God or myself? What would change if I truly believed that the things holding me back don't matter compared to the God-given ability to overcome them? And here's the most important part. I want you to take one small action this week based on your answer. Just one. Maybe it's having a difficult conversation. Maybe it's starting that project that you've been putting off. Maybe it's saying no to something you don't want to do. Maybe it's simply sitting in quiet meditation and reconnecting with your own inner wisdom. One small action is all I'm asking, because small actions create momentum, and the momentum creates transformation. Remember, you were not created to live a small, fearful life dictated by other people's opinions. You were created for purpose, for joy, for freedom. You were given gifts that are meant to be shared with the world, not hidden away because someone else might judge them. The things that hold you back, the criticism, the rejection, the limiting beliefs that others have projected onto you, they are real, but they are not more powerful than that divine potential within you. They are not more powerful than your ability to grow, to change, or even to overcome. They're not more powerful than the purpose God has placed on your life. So today, right now, make the decision to stop giving others power over your life. Reclaim your authority. Reconnect with your inner voice. Root yourself in the unchanging truth of who you were created to be. And remember Paul's words. Am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Choose God. Choose your purpose. Choose yourself. The world needs the real you. Not the diminished version, not the people-pleasing version, not the hiding version, the authentic, powerful, purpose-driven you. You got this. Until next time, stay strong and stay free. This is Rob Manuel with the Double Edge Factor. And if you found this episode or even a few words value added, share this episode with just one person. The only way we grow this podcast is when you guys share it. The more you share, the greater impact we have on more listeners around the world. So hit that subscribe button to never miss another episode. Or, of course, you can find the Double Edge Factor on Linktree.com, where you can join that free email list and have access to all of our social media outlets. And as I always say, be intentional with your words, be intentional with your thoughts, and be intentional with your actions, and always find a way to be a blessing to someone else today.